History on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A story by Lynn Worthington from the Republican American. After voting the week before for a mix of concrete and asphalt for sidewalks in different areas of Kent, the Streetscape Committee heard direct pleas from business owners and residents to consider all concrete sidewalks. The committee later agreed to recommend to the Board of Selectmen all concrete sidewalks throughout the village center, but to have alternatives of asphalt when the project goes out to bid. The group will make a proposal to the selectmen coming up in October. The Bard Center for the Study of Hate, BCSH, an initiative of the Human Rights Project at Bard, has received a $165,000 grant from GS Humane Corporation to fund five projects over the next 2 years. The new initiatives will help increase serious study of hate and will provide research, ideas, and direction for people and groups seeking to combat hate and its manifestations. The Salisbury Board of Education is meeting tonight at 5:30 at the Elementary School Library in Sharon. The Historic District Committee meets tonight at Town Hall at 6 p.m. Also coming up tonight, Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at Town Hall at 6:30. In Cornwall tonight, the Zoning Board of Appeals will meet at 7 o'clock at the Cornwall Library. In Kent, the Town of Kent Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. On Wednesday, the All Boards Committee having a special meeting at the Central Office Conference Room at Housatonic. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. Also on Wednesday, the Dover, New York Town Board has their regular meeting at Town Hall at 6:30. On Thursday, Housatonic Valley Regional High School will have a two-hour late opening. It's the next Teacher Professional Development Day. The high school will start at 9:45 and dismiss at the regular time of 2:25. On two-hour late opening days, bus pickup will be 2 hours later than the normal time. An open house to bid farewell to Ella Clark, Sharon's Town Social Service Director, is set for Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Retiring on September 30th after serving as Director and Municipal Agent to the Elderly for 31 years, all are welcome to attend. Learn to run a successful small business at a special seminar hosted by Lauren and Mark Traeger. The seminar will be at the Scoville Library on Thursday. It'll run from 6 till 7 p.m. 860-435-3496 for more information. Also on Thursday at 6:30, Michael Foley, Director of Art Galleries, will be leading a guided tour of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum's current exhibit, Creatures, the Life and Work of J.J. Audubon. More information, sharonhist.org. Meanwhile, on Thursday, in Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting set at Town Hall for 7 p.m. On Friday, Bushnell Sage Memorial Library on Main Street in Sheffield presenting a lecture featuring Christopher Clausen, exploring different methods to get help with your written material to get it published nationwide. It runs from 7 till 8 p.m. For more details, 413-229-7004. A townwide tag sale to benefit the Amenia Fire Company is happening Saturday, September 28th from 9 until 2. There will be breakfast, sandwiches, and lunch items also available for purchase. It's held at the Amenia Firehouse grounds on Mechanic Street in Amenia, New York. VFW Post 6851 on Route 7 in North Canaan is holding their auxiliary craft fair on Saturday from 10 till 3. Local crafters will be displaying their latest creations to the general public. Various food items will also be available. More details at 413-854-7572. The Amenia Free Library has their fall book and bake sale on Saturday from 10 till 2. They also have baked goods for sale. A Black Bear discussion coming up at the D.M. Hunt Library on a Saturday with Ginny Apple's talk on the Black Bear at 1 p.m. Topics include overview of their habitat, diet, behavior, reproduction, and current research. More information, huntlibrary.org. In support of the Sharon Daycare and the Sharon Playhouse, it's St. Patrick's in September, September 28th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Sharon Playhouse Bach Gallery, live Irish music by the Wildcat Creek Band, Irish step dancing by the Nambi Project, kids under 12 free. There's a cash bar, Irish-themed beer, wine, and cheese. More information, sharonplayhouse.org. Music and More presents the Berkshire Children's Chorus on Saturday, the 28th at 4:30. New Marlboro's Music and More presents at the Sons and Daughters of the Community Enchanting Meeting House. Songs in the performance are highlights from the chorus's current program. More information, berkshirechildrenschorus.org. It'll be a roast pork dinner with light guitar music and sing-along or dancing at the Pilgrim House in Canaan on September 28th from 5 till 7. Mashed potatoes along with carrots, onions, chutney, homemade applesauce, dessert and soft drink. You can eat in or take out. $15 per adult, $6 for children under 12, $25 a couple, $30 per family. All proceeds go to benefit the Pilgrim House Roof Fund. Cornwall Association will host a Paint the Churches on their sacred space in Cornwall on September 28th. It is open to artists of all ages. A reception will take place at a gallery at 5:30 till 7:30. The works will be on display at the Gallery and Conservation Trust office through mid-November. The American Mural Project hosts its fourth annual Art of Work Gala on Saturday, September 28th in its Winsted, Connecticut Mill Building with the theme Recycled Runway. In addition to highlighting the evening, the Recycled Wearable Art Runway Show, the evening includes cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, light projections, a live band, dance party, and dessert. Tickets for more information at americanmuralproject.org/events. A Blessing of the Animal service will take place at the West Stockbridge Congregational Church Outdoor Chapel, 141 West Center Road. All four-legged friends are welcome. Treats will be served. This is happening on September 29th. The ceremony starts at 10 a.m. More details at 413-232-4256. The annual Crop Hunger Walk is coming up on Sunday, the 29th. Registration is at 1. The walk begins at 1:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. This is the 50th anniversary of crop walks around the country. As always, 25% of all raised donations stay right here in our local community. 75% of funds raised go in part to Hurricane Dorian relief in the Bahamas and here in the U.S. More information at 860-435-2627. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents John James Audubon's Pictures in Prose, illustrated talk by Eileen Fielding on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the library. Peter Vermilier, a history teacher at Housatonic Valley Regional High School and author of Hidden History of Litchfield County, will speak about the religious motivations of Civil War soldiers on September 30th at 6 p.m. at Christ Church Episcopal's Parish Hall during a community potluck supper. It's in honor of the church's 200th anniversary later this year. All are invited to attend. Potluck dishes will be shared with all. Questions or more information at 860-364-5260. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 26,935.07, the NASDAQ at 8,117.67, and the S&P 500, 2,992.07. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.